If I may share one of my favorite stories, kind of in this vein, I know he wouldn't mind me sharing this encounter. But a few years ago, Paul Cantor came, and I picked him up from the airport, and he looked like a gutted husk of a person. I mean, he was just he I you know I think he'd flown to two different festivals within 6 hours and had given 19 master classes and privately, just these superhuman things, and he just looked totally exhausted. And got to Stringwood, and I could sort of tell he was like, okay, I'm here and we're gonna do this, but man, I'm out of battery. And he came, and there was, like a day of kind of intense teaching up front that I'm sure was exhausting. And then the next day, though, he had nothing to do there really, but he wanted to come to one of the student concerts at
Elstad.
Elsted Lutheran. Yeah, middle of nowhere, middle of a field, like no cell service. It's one of those situations where you download the Google route
Right.
before you go somewhere,
I've
because,
made that mistake once. I'm
yeah.
not doing that. Yeah.
No, you ain't getting
Half a
back to
mile.
campus if you
Right.
haven't done that, because there's no civilization
I
around
like broke into the wrong church. I
here.
went to like this other Elstad and I like found a way to break in and I was like, where are the students?
And everyone's so
Yeah.
nice. Everyone's so nice. They're like, yeah, sure, come in, give a concert. And you're
Yeah.
thinking you're in the right
And I
place.
used their landline and I called someone and I was like, how did you get here?
And
I don't
But then you couldn't get a hold of anyone because
know where
we're
I am.
all
No,
at the actual church.
well, no, but actually I think some people hadn't left Eagle Bluff, so I'd got in touch with like either you or Nancy or something. But go on. Yeah. Please continue the Paul Cantor story.
Well, so it's this place of absolute isolation, total isolation. And Paul came along with us to support the students, which was really cool. And after the concert, I was he disappeared. He did. It's like, oh, okay. Well, this is a pretty important person that we can't locate. So I went looking, and I found him on the front stoop of the church, looking into this, like, I mean, fields that extend beyond the horizon as far as the eye can see. And there were fireflies. It was dusk, and there were fireflies just blanketing this field. It was so beautiful, and he was standing there in a very just sort of like. He was zoned out, totally zoned out, just staring at this field. And I came up and he's like, "Hey, what's going on?" And he said, "Ah, peace for the first time in weeks."
Aww.
And he was, and then he asked, he said, "That was a really impressive concert. Where are all the children?" I said, "Oh, well, they're in the basement of the church. Our wonderful hosts have baked a bunch of baked goods to as a little reception." Isn't that fantastic? I'm gonna come downstairs. And he came downstairs and just had a blast interacting with our students, which I think is a situation that would really not occur pretty much anywhere else. And it's a kind of meaningful interaction that stuck with him. Like years later, he's asking about kids that were at Stringwood
Oh, really? That's
that year.
great.
Yeah, because it was an experience that really stuck with him as being authentic. And, from a pragmatic standpoint, if you're quote unquote networking, isn't that a situation you'd love to be in?
Right.
And it,
But I
anyway.
also love that story because it shows that, again, it's such a Stringwood is such a meaningful experience, not just from the students and from the faculty, but from the guest artists too. And from ones that are, as Matt mentioned, Paul Cantor's one of the most coveted violin faculty, probably in this country, if not internationally, and goes to all kinds of festivals and flies back and forth to teach at multiple universities. And he had that experience at Stringwood. It's like such a testimony.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's a special place.
Yeah. Yeah.